Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday. If you have a hot take or you want to talk about the hot takes that we shared, my hot take is you don't want to hear new music. You want to hear the songs that you know and love. So don't complain when we play Espresso a bunch. Because you love that song, you want to hear it over and over and over again. Producer Dan thinks you should be able to run red lights when you seem fit, when it's up to you.
Well, they should be more of a guideline, like a blinking red light. If there's nobody there and you stop for 3 seconds.
I cannot. No.
I got places to be. Seeing nothing but tumbleweeds. I'm outie. You should see me driving to work, Kennedy. Be mortified.
Some other hot takes that came in. Ducks on Jeeps. Those are stupid. Peter, who was 12, said pineapple on pizza is a good thing and almost got into fisticuffs with Dan.
We're here for that.
Ann said ketchup goes on grilled cheese. And Suzanne, she's over the movie Wicked, which I am just all for. Julie from Cumberland, Rhode Island. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Well, when people drive very slow in the fast lane and on the highway and you know, you try to give them a little nudge, ride them a little, you know, give them a hint to move over. Nope, they want to dig their heels in. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go around. Now they want to speed up like we're in a race.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You know what I do to those people? You're going to love me for this one, Julie. You know what I do? You know what I do? You know what I do? I flash my lights at them. I'll be like,
that'll show them.
They're on their phone. They don't see you. They're not paying attention.
High beams on, high beams off.
I've had this hot take before. If you're going 65 in the far left lane, you're causing the traffic.
I don't care.
The far left lane is for crime.
If you're doing 85 and somebody comes up behind you wanting to do 90, just get out of the way.
Yeah. But the problem is they're on their phone and they're not paying attention to who's behind them. You can flash all day if they ain't looking at you.
It's supposed to be a passing lane, but Massachusetts just says.
Rachel from Woonsocket, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
The moving sidewalks at the airport. They're meant to move.
I agree 100,000%.
So what is your complaint?
Tuesday. People stand and block
people
it.
People will stand. Yeah.
Like you stand to the right, you walk to the left. Sure. I'm not suggesting that you don't utilize it if you need the help and this and that and the other thing.
Right.
That said, the airport, I get there real early. I got time. I'll wait. But some people are running and let them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you do if you get behind somebody
mover,
who is standing on that thing?
Flash your lights.
Flash your lights.
Just turn your flashlight on your phone. On off.
Damn, you've just started something delicious.
Lynn is from Medway. Good morning, Lynn. What is your hot take?
Good morning. Hi. Okay, I'm going to press my hot take by saying I love golden retriever videos that I get on Instagram, but social media is the downfall of our society.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
People get no argument.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's going
to
disagree.
I want to go back to a rotary phone. I want to go back to a clicker on my TV. I want to go back to, it took me an hour to download one picture so I don't get online.
Yeah.
I agree with all of it. I want to go back analog.
I had so much less anxiety when I wasn't staring at my phone every 5 minutes doom scrolling.
I want to ride my bike everywhere and meet up at the 7-Eleven. Yeah,
see where the pile of bikes are to know where all your friends are.
That's it, Dan.
I don't know. That's a hot take. That's just sound advice.
I want to come home and see the answering machine blinking and get excited about it.
You get home and just sit and not stare at your phone.
Yeah.
Brian from Easton, Hot Take Tuesday. What is it?
It is. After sitting through a cycle of red light and the light turns green, at the very last minute, the person in front of you puts on their blinker to go left.
Jailable offense.
It is a request when you have that blinker on to turn. It is a request. It is not a demand.
No, but he's saying turn it on earlier so he can get out of that lane because you're never going to be able to turn left.
Because now you're stuck.
I thought you meant the guy that turns in front of you at the last minute when you're crossing paths.
No, you'll miss a whole light cycle stuck behind that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I got what you're saying. All right. Thank you for that,
There should
Brian.
Be more left turn arrows.
That's true, too.
This person is anonymous. Are we allowing anonymous hot takes?
Of course.
It's got to be super spicy then. What do you have?
Well, I personally think that if you go to a restaurant and you have more than one person at a table, you should have more than one drink menu. Why
it's
do
hot
we have
take Tuesday? Tuesday.
Are people shorting
Why
you a
do we
menu?
We have four people around a table all trying to crowd them. We're all thirsty. We want our drinks. We have to take out second mortgages to afford the drinks now. Why do we have one little dinky menu? It's an important decision.
Okay.
It's good advice. Good advice.
Please give us more than one drink menu. I don't think that's anything anybody would argue with.
And maybe...
I'm glad QR code menus have gone away. Those are terrible.
I know. But like, I also have to not only pass around the menu, but we have to pass around glasses in case one of us forget.
Can we get a little more light?
Anymore.
Is that an old people
thing? No, just bigger
thing?
Print. I just want bigger print.
You want
it's
bigger
all
print?
I want.
You don't want 8 font?
I forgot my readers.
Don't joke, Dan. This will be you
one Oh, I know.
Day.
I already squinted.
Amy's from Uber. Hot Take Tuesday. Your last one up. What do you have?
Hi. So I'm sick of people giving me a hard time because I want to help my 11-year-old daughter carry her hockey bag after the game.
It's hot take
I don't know why
Tuesday.
Anyone cares.
Mom, because they're hockey players. They can carry their own bags. They don't need mom and dad carrying their gear. They're adults now.
I know she could, but you know what? I like to. And then someday soon, she's not going to need me to do it, and I'm going to be sad. So
it's a bad
in
look.
The meantime, can people just let me help her?
I played hockey at 11, so I have some perspective on this.
Please, yes.
Does she want you to carry her bag?
Yeah, she doesn't. She would carry it herself, but if I say, honey, you want me to carry that for you? She's like, okay, mom.
You want coach seeing
she
that
plays,
your daughter might be soft and has to have her mom carry her bag? That's
so
the
she
harder
plays
take.
Boys. She plays boys. She's on all the boys' teams. She works hard. And you know what?
Do you tie her skates
happy.
For her?
Hey, now.
No, it's a question.
This is a no judgment zone.
No, that's a real question.
It felt hard.
If you played
you,
hockey,
Kennedy,
you'd understand.
No judgment zone.
But do you?
She's been tying her own. She could tie her own skates. She has
she
for
can,
a long time.
But does she?
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely.
That's one I never heard, Dan.
Hockey
before.
Lore.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.